Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Welcome back to Tip Today. It's time to talk about cooking. Delighted to be joined by Paddy Fahey, our chef. Good morning to you, Paddy.
Fran, how are you getting on? How are you doing?
I'm very well. I'm delighted to see that you're going to talk to us today about, stuff I love very much, and that's desserts, Paddy.
That's desserts. Today, now, Fran, we're going to do an eating mess. Right? This is my summer dessert.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to show you or talk to you about how to make a meringue fresh at home if you wish to do so. And we're going to do a nice whiskey or sherry trifle, whichever they prefer to use in it.
All right. Okay. Sounds
good. It's just nice summertime stuff, you know.
Beautiful. So the eating mess is first?
The eating mess in France is first. Basically, your eating mess, it's meringue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how I make a meringue, I'd be using, we say, 4 egg whites, 200 grams of sugar, and a teaspoon of corn flour.
Mm-hmm.
So I beat up my egg whites so they're fairly stiff, and then I add in my sugar and my spoon of thing. But I add in the sugar slowly, not to be putting it in too much, a little bit at a time, and mm-hmm. keep the whisk on high, keep the blender going high. And then when it comes out nice and puffed, then if you have a piping bag, then just get a bit of parchment paper onto a tray and pipe it onto the tray. You can make big circles or you can make small ones, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have that fan like that. Right, you can bake them in the oven there at about 120 for about 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I like to do, I make these in the evening time. I was using them tomorrow. And then I turn off my oven, Fran.
Mm-hmm.
And I just leave them sit there till tomorrow.
All right, okay.
Just leave them sit in that oven till tomorrow and they'll come out really crispy and really, really soft inside. You know what I mean? Really, really soft inside. Now, you can make a nice pavlova from one of them. Or mm-hmm. what I like to do then is I break them up, Fran.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have a nice tall glass. Mm. And I like to use either a soft fruit or a tin fruit.
Mm.
It's much nicer with it. You know, if you put in hard fruit into it, it's quite difficult to eat it in the eating mess.
Yes.
So basically what I do then is I put in a little bit of syrup, a little bit of strawberry syrup in the bottom. And then I put in some of the meringue broken up.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of cream.
Mm-hmm.
Another little bit of fruit. More, and just keep building it up like that in layers. And keep putting in the syrup in every layer as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so then it builds up to the top of the glass in your fruit, and then just pipe cream on the top of that. Right, and that's a real simple one there. You can have that one there, you know.
That sounds absolutely delicious.
It's a beautiful dessert, and it's for adults or children, you know what I mean?
Of course, yeah. And are there variations on the eating mess? Because
there's as many variations as you like. You can do another one. I do is a mandarin one with just mandarin oranges.
Oh, that, lovely,
you know?
Yeah.
And it's nice and soft again, and build it the whole way up again. Or you can use strawberry, or you can mix it, you know what I mean? If you don't like all the different kinds of fruit, but you just like strawberry, do a strawberry eating mess, you know what I mean? Other times then you can do, I'd often put a little bit of chocolate sauce in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'd build it up with the strawberry and chocolate sauce if I do it for kids and that, you know, and I'd build it up that way itself. But I'm a bigger kid than any because I put chocolate sauce in all mine.
Very good. So that's our eat and mess.
If you had the meringue, then you're using it as that, we say, as a pavlova. I like to whip up my cream. And I sweeten the cream, a little bit of caster sugar into the cream,
mm-hmm.
just to sweeten it up a little bit. And then I'd mix my strawberries with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just chop them up roughly and mix them with that. And then put the whole lot onto the meringue and decorate it then with some strawberries and a little bit of pipe cream.
Mm-hmm.
And just leave that sit there. And my advice to you is don't put the meringue in the fridge.
Right.
The meringue in the fridge, it'll go soft and soggy. So,
well, I'm glad you said that now, because my presumption would have been that you would have put it in the fridge, but you don't.
No, Fran, you don't. You don't.
Yeah.
You can. If I was storing meringue, I would say I made a dozen of them and I was storing them. I just put them into an airtight container and pop them in the press.
Mm.
They'll stay there forever. They'll stay there for weeks and weeks. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
Once they're in the airtight container, they'll stay fresh, they'll stay crispy, they'll be absolutely perfect.
Right. Sounds gorgeous indeed.
And it's a simple one to do. And if people say, oh, God, I don't want to make meringue, or it's too difficult to make meringues or whatever, you can buy the meringue then as well.
Mm-hmm.
And just crunch that up. And it's beautiful as well. It's lovely in it as well. If you don't want to go to it, just buy a couple of the meringue rings and break them up and use them that way. you know.
Lovely. All right. So you got, you've also for us, what else have you got for
the
us?
The other thing then, Fran, I'm going to do a trifle.
Mm-hmm.
A nice trifle. It seems to be one that doesn't be around that much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I like to use, I just find it, it's a really nice wholesome dessert, and it's nice in summertime too.
Yeah, yeah.
So what I do is I make a sponge. If you want to buy a sponge, buy, but I make a sponge. It's just liquid. It's quite easy. You're talking 4 eggs, mm-hmm. 4 ounces of sugar.
Sorry, we're just getting a lot of phone noise from you there, Paddy.
Right.
I'm not sure.
How are we now?
Where, I'm not sure. Is it where you are? Or
could be where I am now.
Yep.
How are we now?
Okay,
we okay
yeah,
now?
It seems a bit better now. Yep.
Yeah, okay. So we go with 4 eggs,
mm-hmm.
right? 4 ounces of sugar.
Yeah.
And 4 ounces of flour.
Yeah.
Right? And a teaspoon of vanilla essence. So what you do there, again, is you beat up your eggs and your sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And you beat them up to the nice and puff, a nice fluffiness. As I say, when you can take out the whisk and put a figure eight on the top of it, then you're it's ready, you know what I mean? And put in your flour then. Don't put it all in together. Make sure it's nice and sieved, the flour, before you put it in. And put in your flour and beat it up again, or whisk it through with your hand if you'd like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And or a big spoon, a whisk through, let all the air get into it. Keep folding it over to let the air get into it rather than use a whisk. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just keep folding it and folding it until the flour disappears into it, and all the air then has gone into your sponge.
Mm-hmm.
And then get your dish, then your baking dish, then fill it with greaseproof paper, cover it right around with greaseproof, and pour in your sponge.
Okay.
Pop that into the oven, Fran, at about 160 for maybe, I'd say, 20 minutes would cook it.
Mm-hmm.
I take it out, throw it out onto a rack, and just leave it cool. And there's your sponge then for your trifle.
Right, very you know? Good. Very good.
And it's quite a simple one to make. And, you know, and then I'd get my sponge then, and I'd put a bit of jam on the sponge and put it together, like, you know, fold it over onto it,
mm-hmm.
put the jam in the middle, and then I cut it up and put it in my dish.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, a nice bit of fruit. A bit of, if you want to use the fresh fruit, you can use fruit, your strawberries again, or if you want to use your fruit cocktail,
yeah.
A tin of fruit cocktail, that's perfectly good in it. I just strain off the juice and put that over it then. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, man, if you'd like your whiskey, you put your whiskey on it.
Right. I've never come across that notion of having whiskey on a
whiskey trifle is lovely. It's really,
it
really nice. Yeah,
right.
it really, really is. Now, as I always say, you have to be able to taste it in it too, you know.
Mm. Well, so, that's always my crib about a sherry trifle, is that I can taste everything except the sherry, mostly.
Yeah, well, you see, a lot of people just bless it, you know,
right.
Straight up and straight across and leave it at that. No, I put in a good bit of sherry.
Mm-hmm.
If I was making that one at home now, I said about 8 or 9 of us, I'd use a quarter of a bottle of sherry. Or if I was using whiskey, I use a quarter of a bottle of whiskey. A nice bit of whiskey and a nice kick off it when you get it.
Very
and then
good.
You soak that into the sponge.
Mm-hmm.
And your jelly then, Fran, right? A tablet of jelly is usually a pint of water, but I'd go that little bit less. I'd go maybe, you know, a half a pint of water with your tablet of jelly, and probably two of those would make the trifle that we're making there for about 8 to 10 people. Take 2 tablets of jelly and a pint of water,
mm-hmm.
and put the jelly in with the water and let the jelly melt through on the cooker. Bring the water to the boil and then just pour that over your trifle.
Mm-hmm.
Pour it over either sponge, make sure it's all well soaked, pop it into the fridge and leave it set. Probably a couple of hours and it will be set. And then finally just make your custard.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's set, then just don't have the custard too hot. When you make the custard sits there for 5 or so minutes to leave it cool down a little bit, that it doesn't melt all the jelly on you.
Mm-hmm.
And then pour that over the trifle. Let that set then, and then I could pipe cream on top of that, Fran. A little bit of sprinkles or chocolate, grated chocolate over that. Now we pop that in the fridge.
Mm.
And Fran, that's good for 3 days.
Is it?
You know,
is it?
That's good for 3 days, you know what I mean? And as I said, if you don't want to put the custard on it, you know what I mean?
Mm.
It can, you know, you don't want to put the cream on it, but the custard on it will sit there as well, you know what I mean? Sometimes what I do is I make a bowl of trifle and I wouldn't put the custard on and I'd leave it sit in the fridge. So if I do want a trifle, then I'll take out a bit of trifle and put it in a bowl and I make a little bit of custard, put it over it, and then the cream over it. Do you know what I mean?
That sounds absolutely
delicious. And that's just another way of doing it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, it's interesting. And where one of our listeners wants to know what type of whiskey, if you wanted a whiskey trifle, what kind of whiskey would you use?
You can use anything that you like yourself. I'd use a bit of Jameson.
I think
Jameson is nice and it's not too sharp and it's a bit smooth, you know what I mean? Something that's a bit smooth, you know what I mean?
Right, okay.
To be honest with you, Powers, I think, is a bit strong for it.
Okay.
But I find Jameson or something like that, I know it's a little bit more there, but it's a bit of a more smoother whiskey. So it goes through that, and it's really nice in it, you know.
All right, that sounds lovely. Well, listen, they sound delicious to me, and as you know, I have a sweet tooth, so hopefully
like
we'll get
myself
to...
Yeah, you know, like myself.
Sure, wouldn't you know about the cut of us, but you're
some
there.
Some people often say to me, how did the dessert get out of the kitchen, Paddy, with you in there?
Well, Paddy, thank you very much indeed for that.
Thanks a lot.
And we'll have the detail of that up on Facebook pretty soon as well. Thanks to Paddy Fahey, our chef there, where that's concerned. 1800-938-007. Darren joins me now. Darren, good morning to you.
Morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. But tell me about your daughter, Darren. This is an unbelievable story. Tell me about the story.
Absolutely crazy, Brian, to be honest. So she's 18 in July, but obviously she's been applying for her theory test, which probably a year and a half now, and it's been cancelled because of the pandemic, which is fine. That's quite understandable.
Yeah.
You know? So she's obviously anxious to get it. So today she got an appointment, and there was herself and three other people inside in the test centre today, and no examiner turned up.
Nobody turned up,
Fran. So now she's a fairly, fairly mad, as you can imagine. So she rang herself, and they said there's nothing they can do. They can give her an appointment for October. She said that's crazy. She's trying to wait. So they give her an appointment then for August. And just before you rang there, she rang me there and said that I can get Cork in July. So Cork, like, we're based in Tipperary. So I said, look, leave it with me. I said, I've been on to TipFM. We'll see if we can get some answers here. Like, basically, we just need to know what happened. Now, from what I can gather, the daughter also said, Fran, that in the particular building, there's other businesses there, and one of the ladies in the other business said that this happened again last week.
Well, we don't know that it's anecdotal, but yeah, as you say. And how many times was she due to have the test in the past, to Darren?
This would be her fourth attempt.
This is her fourth attempt. Right.
Yeah. And now
go on. Yep.
We live a few miles outside the town, so, you know, it would be great if, you know, I have two older daughters that are on the road, so we're trying to get the third one on the road, because we're back to work ourselves, so trying to get them in and out, and she started a part-time job, and, you know. So,
yes,
and
that's what I was going to ask you. I presume she needs this for work, Darren.
Yeah, she starts a part-time job. She's doing her leaving certs, and next year, so she's hoping to have her full license so that, you know, she can go up and down to college. It's all going to plan. But just, I'd like to answer, Fran, why there was no examiner there this morning.
Okay, well, what we'll do is that we'll ask Emma to get in touch and see what the story is. But and there was nothing left on her phone to cancel, or?
Nothing. There was four kids there this morning, Fran, waiting.
Right. And none of them had a cancellation. They all arrived to have their theory test.
They were all arrived. They were told to be there half an hour before their time. Her appointment was 10:30. She was there at 10 o'clock. And she left the building at 11 o'clock because nobody turned up.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
She must be raging over it.
Oh, I'm mad myself. Because even Emma there said, would my daughter go on the radio herself? And I rang her and said, no, Dad, I'm too mad. God knows what I could take. It's crazy. It's crazy. Now, I know, as I said, the pandemic, we'll accept that. That's understandable, you know. But this, for nobody to turn up, I know it's a Monday, hope that, there's no excuse, really, to be honest. Like four, as I said, are kids, they're probably adults, but four adults, big children there this morning waiting for this theory test so they could get on the road, and nobody turns up. We're from the test centre. We're about 20 miles from the test centre, so we had to drive in there this morning, far less as well, like, you know.
It's incredible. Leave it to us, Darren. We'll see what we can find out where this is concerned, and we'll get in touch. Is that okay?
Yeah, and, like, I mean, at this stage, she can't get anything now till July, August, the soonest. She's obviously, look, if they said, we apologise and we'll get you something in the next few days, we'd accept that, do you know what I mean?
Right.
This is crazy. Isn't it?
And the closest one would be one in Cork in July, is that it?
July, it's travelled. And look, if that's, we don't want to, but she's anxious to get on the road, so we will, for her sake, you know. But it's just wrong.
All right. Darren, thank you for that. And as I say, we'll see what we can find out where that is concerned. And that's Darren speaking to us about his daughter's experience this morning. We booked to have her theory test, arrived there along with others, and nobody turned up for the test. So what do you make of that? 083-311-3311.
Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com.